I want to talk about becoming a product of your environment. I'm sure we've all heard that term before. You know, we look at the news and we see another pit bull that's mauled people or killed other pets or livestock. Sometimes we think, you know, it's a product of the dog's environment. He's trained to be mean and kill. I recently had the opportunity to experience a few things as far as how strong I think I was or am, how easy it is to fall, and becoming a product of my environment or your environment, whichever it may be. And this happened just in a few short months. Working a part-time job at an auto body shop. Now, I knew this man prior to my employment with him. He seemed like a decent person, and he was very good at his job. So I sought his knowledge and expertise when it came to the body and paint phase of my Jeep rebuild. Now, the deal was I was going to do the body work and prep work and get it all ready for paint, and he was to paint it. And in turn, I wanted to pay him for what the job cost, and he wouldn't take any money. And I decided, well, I'm going to work for you for a week to repay you. And it turns out that it worked out well because his employer, or previous employee, had quit a few weeks prior to this. So it all worked out great. So after the job was done and he's seeing what I could do and under his tutelage, of course, I did learn quite a bit. He offered me a job part-time in the mornings, helping him out. And I accepted, thinking this is going to be a fine thing to learn a bit more about this line of work. And it was something that I've done before, but not to the new technology and new products and whatnot. So, and I felt a little bad for him because he was struggling, trying to get all his work done as well as helping me. So I kind of had a soft spot for him. So as time went on, I saw a goodness in him. And I thought, this is great. This is going to work out. And I could also try to be a positive influence on him as well. As time went on, though, things started to change. As I mentioned, I didn't know him before I worked for him. And what I didn't mention was that in this time, I tried to overlook which was his really mean side. So I was determined to stay strong and be positive. And it was working out well. And then he hired another person who was supposed to be his friend. And this is where my salvation was to be tested. He was a ruthless little man who tried to make you feel like he was your best friend all the time, stabbing that dagger in your back, twisting it and twisting it. He had things so twisted and turned around, his slander had no bounds. He was sly and devious, and he played me like a fiddle. This is when I became a product of my environment. It got to the point where I dreaded having to go there every day, but I was going to stay strong and prevail. Thinking I was strong and I could prevail in the way that I wanted things to turn out, well, that was a big mistake, and I fell. I had such evil and devious thoughts myself about this man. Well, I saw myself going down fast, and that was when it was time to cry out to God for help and deliver me from this evil. And he did. I went in the next day to try and get things straight with the hopes of things working out. Very few words were said. And I said to him, this is the boss, I said to him, I can't stay here anymore. And just like that, I was saved from a situation where people fight fire with fire instead of water. Everything, when you fight fire with fire, gets destroyed. And we've seen that recently with the fires down south where they try to start a fire to save fires, and it made a big mess. So, in that, if I wanted to stay and indulge in this ungodly environment, I could have been destroyed. Because becoming a product of your environment, it only becomes worse and worse, and it never gets better. And the reason why I had to explain this situation is simple. It's just a simple warning. Never rely on your own strength and wisdom. Never overlook anyone's traits or demeanor. And know when enough is enough. It's not about these two men. It's about how easy we can slip. It sneaks in and it can devour us easily. We're all going to experience this type of situation or trial at least once in our life or once a month. Seeing as how fast this country is deteriorating, this is really about how easy it is to fall and slip. I mean, we can, you know, I was determined to stay strong and resist this whole atmosphere of these godly or worldly, ungodly men. They're worldly men. And it didn't work. I wasn't strong enough by myself. You know, it's important to stay close to God and always, always call on Him for wisdom and knowledge. This is the most important thing. Now this, you know, if this happens, then who knows? I could have been creating a bad environment myself for people around me. And if that's the case, then, well, hopefully God would have mercy on me and turn me around. But I did call on Him, and the situation did turn out well. The solution is to pray, and not in a mundane, repetitious way, but in a sincere way, from the heart. Like, it's the only thing you want in the world, is to be strong and not be influenced by evil. Our fruits come from our works, and that includes reading, studying, being examples and lights to this world, and really, really wanting God's wisdom and knowledge. We need this to battle this world. We need this to stay close to Him. We really have to want the change and live His way of life, asking Him for understanding of His gospel. Let's turn over to Isaiah 48 and verse 27. Okay, Isaiah 52 and verse 13, it reads, no, I'm just kidding. This is just an example of being confused. Once we get confused, we get frustrated. And when we get frustrated, things start popping into our minds, and we start slipping back. What's he talking about? Does he know what he's doing? We're all confused. What's up? Now, let's turn to James 3 and verse 13. And we'll read through 18. That's James 3, verse 13, and we'll read through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct. And that's what we have to do. We have to show by our conduct. That's being lights to this world. That his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. And that's what we always have to seek wisdom from God, not from the world. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly, sensual, demonic. That's what we have to avoid right there. No matter what we do, whether it's in a job or people we deal with daily, for business, shopping, whatever we're doing, we always have to seek what is right, and that comes from heaven. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That's us right there. We can be lights and peacemakers, or we can be hypocrites and say, do what I say, not what I do. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. There we are, peacemakers. We are God's people trying to live His way of life in a world that is controlled by evil, and it's getting worse. The good news, the end will come to all this, and we will all prevail. We will serve God and serve His rules on this earth to all the people. And there will be no confusion and no hatred, no backstabbing, no one influencing anyone to do wrong. No matter what test or trial or hardship that comes our way, we have to endure. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 4. It's 1 Corinthians 4, and we'll start reading in verse 12. And this is Paul speaking. Just a little bit of what he's gone through. And we labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure, being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things, until now. And we'll... I'm sure we're going to have to endure that as time gets on worse and worse and the world gets meaner and hateful. We will be hated. There's no doubt about that. There's one thing I didn't mention that I want to mention now. When things really started going downhill with this new employee, it was right after I told him what I believed in because of a conversation the day before he had another. And I felt the need to let him know that it wasn't right what this other man was trying to tell him what to do. And I said, you know what's right and you know what's wrong. You do what's right. And then I explained about the Sabbath and the Feast of Tabernacles. And it's just explained what I believe. And that's, it's funny, it seems like right after that, things went really downhill fast. So we're gonna deal with a lot of this. But the point is, we have a responsibility. And our responsibility is to stay strong. We have to always stay close to God to be His people. We have to be peacemakers. We have to be lights to this world and teachers. Now, and when the kingdom is established. So don't let yourself become a product of a bad environment.